Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're making a huge mistake, and I need you to hear me clearly. You think it's too late. You think you missed your moment. You've been scrolling, searching, praying, asking, wondering, God, did I miss it? Did I take too long? Did I fail too many times? Let me stop you right there. You didn't miss IT. No matter what your past looks like, no matter how off course you feel, no matter what they said about you or even what you said about yourself, God's plan for your life is still in motion. And before you click off or scroll away, please listen closely. This isn't another feel-good message filled with fluff and fake promises. This is your wake-up call. This is your end of alignment. If you've ever felt stuck, lost, delayed, or broken, you need to hear every word of this video. Because I know what it's like. I've laid in bed wondering if I messed it all up. I've cried in silence, asking God if He gave up on me. I doubted, I feared, I ran, but I came back. And when I did, God was still there, waiting, working, moving. I want you to watch this whole video, not because it helps me, but because it's going to help you. I'm not here to waste your time. Every second of what I'm about to share is divine truth you've been needing. So stop scrolling. Turn off distractions. And look me in the eyes, because your breakthrough could be one video away. Let's get straight to it. You've been looking at your life like it's a broken clock, hands spinning with no direction, days ticking by without answers, years passing while your prayers feel like they're bouncing off the ceiling. I know exactly how that feels, because I've been there. You start to think, God, did you forget about me? And when nothing moves, when doors don't open, when the silence gets louder than your hope, it's easy to assume you missed something, missed your cue, your calling, your chance. But here's the truth that will shake you awake. God is never late. God is never early. God is always right on time. His timing isn't like yours. His schedule doesn't run on your emotions, your fears, or your deadlines. It runs on divine alignment, supernatural precision, and eternal purpose. And even when it feels like you're behind, God is way ahead, setting things in motion that your eyes can't yet see. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says it loud and clear. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. That means your life isn't random. That means there's a time for your breakthrough, a time for your healing, a time for your rise. And if it hasn't happened yet, it's not because it never will, but because it's still unfolding. You don't plant a seed and expect fruit the next day. Growth takes place underground, unseen, quiet, powerful. And that's what God is doing in your life right now. He's not ignoring you. He's preparing you. He's making sure that when the door opens, you're ready to walk through it, not just emotionally hyped, but spiritually anchored. Sometimes what you call delay is really divine development. Sometimes what you think is rejection is actually redirection. God isn't trying to punish you. He's trying to position you. And he's not just lining things up around you. He's aligning things inside you. Your heart, your mind, your character, your capacity, all of it is being shaped for what's next. You think you're waiting on God, but most of the time, God is waiting on you to let go of the timeline in your head and trust the timing in his hands. Habakkuk 2:3 makes it even clearer. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, though it tarry. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. That means God's plan has a set appointment, a fixed moment in eternity where everything comes together and no delay on earth can cancel it. When God...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Says appointed. He doesn't mean maybe. He means guaranteed. But it's not just about waiting. It's about how you wait. Are you bitter or are you becoming better? Are you pacing the floor in anxiety or are you preparing in faith? You may feel like you've missed it, but God says, no, you're right on track. You may think you're late, but God says, I'm right on time. The enemy wants you to pay. He wants you to give up just before the door opens. But I'm here to tell you, don't. Don't let the clock deceive you. Don't let the silence break you. Don't let the delay define you. What looks like nothing is actually everything being put into place. Every minute that feels wasted is being woven into a masterpiece. Every moment of confusion is creating clarity. So breathe. Be still. Trust. You're not late. You're not lost. You're exactly where you need to be, because the God who created time is the same God who holds yours. And he's not finished. Not by a long shot. Keep walking. Keep believing. Keep showing up. Because when his timing hits your life, nothing and no one will be able to stop what he set in motion. But what if the real reason you're still stuck isn't about time at all? What if the delay you feel has less to do with waiting and everything to do with what you're still carrying from your past? Let me say this without sugarcoating it. You messed up, and you know it. You took a wrong turn. You trusted the wrong people. You ignored the warnings. You strayed far from where you were supposed to be. And now the enemy is whispering that it's over for you. That you've blown it. That God's plan has passed you by because of what you did. But that is a lie straight from hell. And I need you to hear this loud and clear. Your failure is not final in the hands of your Father. I've made mistakes too, more than I want to admit. I've felt the sting of regret. I've replayed decisions in my mind, wishing I could go back and do it differently. But even in that shame, I discovered something powerful. God doesn't throw broken people away. He rebuilds them for his glory. He takes what was shattered and makes it shine brighter than it ever could have before. You think you ruined everything, but God is looking at your mess saying, I can use that. I can work with that. Romans 8:28 isn't just a verse you quote when life is hard. It's a guarantee. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Not some things. Not just the good things. All things. That includes your mistakes, your failure, your detours, your disobedience. Nothing is wasted when it's surrendered to him. What you see as a dead end, God sees as raw material. What you think disqualifies you is often the very thing he'll use to qualify you for your next assignment. Because redemption isn't just what God does, it's who he is. He weaves it into every part of your story. And when the enemy says, "You're done," God says, "I'm just getting started." Psalm 37, 23-24 gives you hope that doesn't shake when you fall. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. That means God saw your stumble before it ever happened, and he still chose you. He still called you. He still laid out a future with your name written on. You can't surprise him. You didn't catch him off guard. He already factored in every wrong decision and made a way through it. You might be carrying guilt right now, but let me remind you. God doesn't define you by what you did. He defines you by what Christ already did for you. His grace doesn't have an expiration date. His love doesn't come with fine print. If you bring your failure to him, he brings restoration to you. Not because you deserve it, but because that's who he is. So no, you didn't miss your destiny because of your detour. God didn't cancel your purpose. He just routed your path. And the version of you that comes out on the other side of this. Stronger. Wiser. Humble, refined. That's the one he's raising up. That's the one he's going to use. That's the one hell is afraid of. You've asked for forgiveness, but you're still searching for direction. So if God can use your past, why does the present feel so quiet? And what do you do when heaven goes silent? There's a silence that hurts more than any shout. It's the kind that comes when you've been praying, crying, begging God for a sign, and all you get is quiet. No clear answer. No open door. No loud confirmation. Just silence. And that silence, it's heavy. It's confusing. It makes you wonder, where is God? Did he leave me? Did he stop speaking? But hear me right now. God's silence is not God's absence. Just because you can't hear him doesn't mean he isn't working. I've walked through seasons where I felt like I was blindly stumbling through life. No direction. No peace. I was praying. But it felt like I was talking to the walls. And in that place, doubt crept in. Fear took over. The enemy tried to convince me that I was alone. But I wasn't. And neither are you. Because in those dark, uncertain seasons, God is closest when he feels most distant. Proverbs 3, 5-6 tells you exactly what to do when the path ahead disappears. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That's not just advice, it's a command. Stop leaning on your feelings. Stop leaning on your limited vision. Lean on him. Trust him with every ounce of faith you've got left. Because where you see confusion, he sees clarity. Where you feel stuck, he's already clearing the way. Faith isn't built when everything makes sense. It's built when nothing makes sense, but you trust anyway. And let me tell you, your greatest growth is going to come from the places where God seems quiet, because that's where he stretches your faith. That's where he deepens your dependence. That's where he shows you who he really is, not just a miracle worker, but a father who stays even in the dark. Isaiah 30:21 gives you a promise you can hold on to when everything around you screams uncertainty. Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, "This is the way, walk in it," whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. That means he hasn't abandoned you. He's guiding you, not always in big, booming voices, but in gentle whispers and divine nudges. You may not know the next 5 steps, but God is giving you the next one. Take it. Obey even when you don't understand. Move even when it's messy. Faith isn't about having a perfect map. It's about trusting the one who wrote it. When you feel lost, you're not forgotten. When you feel confused, you're not cursed. When you feel directionless, you're actually in the middle of divine alignment. And when you can't trace his hand, that's when you learn to trust his heart. So breathe. Pray. Wait. Move when he says move. And know this, the silence is sacred. It's not punishment. It's preparation. Maybe the silence isn't about where you're going, but about who you've forgotten you are. Because if the enemy can steal your identity, he'll make you walk in circles. So let me ask you this, who told you that you're too far gone? The real battle isn't what's happening around you. It's what's happening inside you. Your identity is under attack. The enemy knows that if he can confuse who you are, he can distort how you live. And for many of you, your greatest pain hasn't come from the delay or the silence. It's come from this one lie. You missed it because you're not good enough. But that lie crumbles the moment you remember who you are in Christ. Let me tell you something life-changing. You are not defined by your timeline. You are not measured by how far along others are compared to you. You are not behind. You are His. Your value isn't found in your achievements. Your worth isn't wrapped up in your mistakes. Your identity is rooted in something unshakable. You are a child of the Most High God. Ephesians 2:10 declares something powerful over your life. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That means you're not an accident. You're a masterpiece. You're not floating through life. You were designed with intention and purpose. The same God who created the stars crafted you with His own hands. And if He created you, He will complete what He started in you. There are moments when you'll feel unqualified. Moments when your past screams louder than your faith. But your identity in Christ silences every lie. You are forgiven. You are chosen. You are called. You are covered. Even when life feels like a mess, your identity remains the same. You are not what you've been through. You are not what people have labeled you. You are not the version of yourself that made mistakes. You are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells you exactly that. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. That's not just poetry. That's your reality. You don't have to carry the shame. You don't have to wear the guilt. You don't have to drag the old you into the new season God has for you. Let it go. Stand tall. Walk in who He says you are. Because when your identity is secure, you can endure divine pauses. You don't panic when things take longer. You don't spiral when doors don't open right away. Why? Because your worth isn't tied to the outcome. It's anchored in the one who holds it. This isn't about pretending to be perfect. It's about knowing you're perfectly loved. It's about rising every day and saying, "I might not see it all clearly, but I know who I am. And when you know who you are, hell can't shake you. The past can't chain you. Delay can't derail you. Because your identity is sealed in Christ, and no one can undo what God has declared over your life. If you really believed you were chosen, you'd stop doubting the road God has taken you down. So what if the delay, the heartbreak, the disappointment wasn't a detour at all, but a door only God could open? You thought it was over when the door closed. You thought it was a disaster when your plan unraveled. But what if I told you that the detour wasn't a mistake? What if I told you the thing that broke you was the very thing God is using to build you into the person He called you to be? You see, you and I, we want straight lines, clear paths, but to be. We want the GPS version of life, where we see every turn in advance and we always know the eater. But God doesn't use Google Maps. He uses divine detours. He routes your steps, not to frustrate you, but to form you. Because there's something in the detour that couldn't be developed in the fast track. There's character in the waiting. Strength in the wilderness. Fire in the fight. Some of you are stuck in the mindset that because your path didn't look like someone else's, it must mean you're behind. Wrong. You're not behind. You're being refined. The closed door wasn't rejection. It was protection. God shut that opportunity, that relationship, that job, because it wasn't your destiny. It was your distraction. You didn't fail. You were redirected. Let me bring you to one of the most powerful verses for people like you and me who have been misunderstood by the process. Genesis 50:20. Joseph said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." His own brothers betrayed him. He was sold, forgotten, locked up. His story didn't go as planned. It went through the pit, the prison, and the pain. But what the enemy meant for harm, God flipped for purpose. That's what He's doing in your life. What looked like betrayal was actually divine positioning. What looked like failure was training. What felt like abandonment was really preparation. You are not lost, you're being launched. And the launch pad doesn't always look glorious. Sometimes it looks like grief. Sometimes it looks like a no from God. But every no is making room for the right yes. Romans 11:29 says, "For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance." That means when God called you, He didn't change His mind. He didn't revoke it because of your detour. He didn't cancel it when you got off track. The calling still stands. The purpose is still alive. And the delay didn't delete your destiny, it developed it. You may not like the path, but you can trust the one who planned it. Every detour is a setup. Every setback is a stage. Every curve in the road is a brushstroke in the masterpiece God is painting with your life. So stop asking, "Why did this happen?" And start declaring, "God is still in control." The detour didn't disqualify you. It qualified you. It toughened your skin and softened your heart. It made you resilient. It made you grateful. It made you ready. So lift your head. Wipe your tears. The reroute didn't ruin you. It rescued you. You're not where you wanted to be, but you're exactly where God needs you to be. And what He's building in you during this detour, it's greater than what you lost on the way. Now that you know the detour didn't disqualify you, there's only one question left to answer. Will you stay frozen in fear? Or will you step forward, even if your knees are still shaking? You've heard the truth, that you're not disqualified, that your detour has a purpose, that your identity is secure in Christ. There's one final step. you've got to move. You've got to walk forward. Not in fear, not in hesitation, but in faith. Because all the words in the world won't mean anything if you stay stuck in yesterday. Don't let the delay of your past become the excuse of your future. Your time is now. Faith isn't just a feeling. It's an action. It's a decision. It's obedience without full understanding. And that's where most people get stuck. They say, God, show me the full picture and I'll take the first step. But God says, take the first step and I'll reveal the picture along the way. Faith moves when it's still foggy. Faith obeys even when the outcome is uncertain. Faith shows up when fear screams, stay down. Philippians 1:6 says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That means God started something in you, and he doesn't abandon his work. You may feel unfinished, but God finishes what he starts. He doesn't walk away. He doesn't forget. He doesn't shelf you. He completes. He carries. He builds. But listen to me closely. You have a role to play. You can't stay in delay mode forever. You've been waiting, watching, wondering. Now it's time to walk. Not because you have it all figured out. Not because the path is perfectly clear. But because God is faithful even when you're fearful. And with every step of faith, the next step becomes visible. You're not walking alone. Heaven is backing you. The Spirit is guiding you. Angels are assigned to you. God Himself is walking with you. That's why Hebrews 10:23 declares, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. It doesn't say if he delivers. It says he is faithful. That means even if it's not happening on your timeline, it will happen. That means even if it's taking longer than you expected, he's still coming through. So stop measuring your life by what hasn't happened yet. Start walking by faith into what God has already declared over you. Start waking up every day saying, God, I trust you. I don't need to see the finish line. I just need to follow the next step. Let obedience become your rhythm. Let faith be your lens. Let hope be your fuel. Because listen, your story isn't over. Your best days aren't behind you. You're not late. You're not lost. You're being led. God's not done. You're still breathing. So he's still building. Keep your feet moving, even if they're trembling. Because the only way to step into destiny is to walk forward in faith, step by step, day by day, heart full of trust, eyes fixed on Jesus. Let your past go. Let your doubt die. Let your faith rise. Because the next chapter is waiting, and it's greater than anything you've ever imagined. You didn't miss it. You didn't ruin it. And you are not too late. God's plan for you is still alive, still unfolding, and still filled with purpose. Right now, he's calling you to trust, to rise, to move. And he's walking with you every step of the way. You've heard every word, and you feel it deep in your chest, don't you? That stirring, that pull, that soft whisper that says, this word was for me. I want you to know, it wasn't just encouragement, it was divine alignment. This moment right now is holy ground. God is near. And you don't need to perform. You don't need to fake it. You just need to surrender. So don't just listen. Pray with me. Speak it out loud. Repeat it line by line. Let your spirit agree. We're about to break off the lies, bury the regret, and step into the truth that you didn't miss it. God's plan for you is still on track. Let's pray together. God, I still my heart before you right now. I quiet the chaos in my mind. I let go of distraction, comparison, and doubt. You are here and I'm listening. Breathe on me, Holy Spirit. I want to feel you again. Speak to me like a father speaks to his child. I'm leaning and I'm ready to hear you. Father, I release the weight of my past. I let go of the guilt, the shame, the fear. I forgive myself for what I didn't do and I give you the moments I wish I could get back. Every missed opportunity, every delay, every door that closed, I place it into your hands now. I trust you can redeem it all. I declare with boldness, your plan for me is still alive. I didn't miss it. I'm not too late. I am aligned with your perfect timing. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I feel behind, you're ahead of me. Your vision for my life is bigger than mine. So I step into it now with faith. I trust you completely. Jesus, remind me who I am. I am not my failure. I am not my delay. I am not what others said about me. I am yours. I am chosen. I am redeemed. I am made new by your blood. My identity is anchored in Christ. No label, no lie, no limit can hold me. I rise in who you've called me to be. Lord, plant new purpose in my heart. Revive every dream I buried. Ignite the fire again. Let me see what you see when you look at me. I say yes to the new thing you're doing. I expect miracles. I prepare for doors to open. I'm ready to step into what you've been preparing. Make my heart ready for the greater you've planned. Now, I receive your blessing over my life. Speak over me, God, that the next chapter will be stronger, deeper, richer. That nothing from my past can stop what's coming. I walk forward in faith, not because I have it all figured out, but because you do. Your plan is on track, and I am moving with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now breathe. Let that truth settle. You didn't miss it. You're not behind. You're right on schedule in God's hands. If the fire in your faith was reignited today, then don't let it stop with you. Someone else is still drowning in delay, still believing the lie that they missed it. But your gift can carry this word straight into their storm. Every super thanks, every membership, every act of giving is a seed of holy purpose, planted into the soil of someone's desperation, watered by your obedience, and destined for a harvest of transformed lives. The Lord declares, "Give, and it will be given to you." And I say to you now, this is not a transaction, it's an act of war against darkness. You've prayed, God, use me. He is. Right now. Through your faith, through your generosity, through your yes. Your gift is oil, fueling the flame that keeps this message burning across the earth. Your giving is manna, feeding hearts that haven't tasted hope in years. And heaven takes notice. God will multiply it in joy, in peace, in divine provision that overtakes your household like a rushing river. So move. Don't wait. Don't scroll. Click Super Thanks, become a member, or give through the PayPal link in the description. Partner with the purpose of God and let Him write eternity with your obedience. Before you go, don't let this just be a moment you watch. Let it become a movement in your life. If this word spoke to your heart, I want you to do two things. First, drop this in the comments right now. I didn't miss it. God's plan for me is still on track. Let the world know. Let hell hear it. Let heaven celebrate it. Make it your declaration, because your words carry power. Second, if you're still believing for something, share it. Why are you waiting on God to do? What's the dream you thought was dead, but now you're ready to believe for again? Write it below. Speak it out. Let others pray with you. We're building faith together. This is your trial. And don't forget, share this with someone who feels like they've missed their moment. Be the voice of hope they didn't know they needed. You didn't miss it. You're not behind. God's plan for you is still on track. Let's walk it out together. Amen. Please like this video and leave a heartfelt amen in the comments. If you want to stay closer to God, subscribe to our channel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.